Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, today's station is Jesus is taken down from the cross. Welcome back to God's Playbook. This station helps us to identify with what happens when somebody passes away. First and foremost, I want us to reflect upon what the artist's depiction of the Pietà is. The Pietà is the beautiful image of Mary holding the lifeless body of her son Jesus in her arms in a loving way. Mary's heart is full of sorrow, her eyes full of tears as she holds Jesus in her hands. Think about the first time Mary held Jesus in her hands. Experience was quite the opposite, wasn't it? She held her baby boy in a stable in Bethlehem with great joy, for the Messiah has come to set us free. The one whom priests and prophets long for has come. God has been faithful to his promise. And yet, isn't the depiction of the Pietà the same thing? Though Jesus' body, bruised and broken, wounded by our sins, as Mary holds her son again, she looks down and sees that God's promise is fulfilled. And so the emotions of sorrow and joy must be flooding her heart at the same time. But I want us to really focus on the sorrow of Mary. Mary had to buy into the bigger picture. Mary had to watch her son endure great suffering for us, and then she stood at the foot of his cross while he gave up his spirit and breathed his last. Mary inspires us to be with those who have similar situations. How many times have we had to watch a loved one suffer and then die? How many times, unexpected, has a loved one passed away? How many times are we left to pick up the pieces of grief, sorrow, sadness, frustration? Could it have been different? And the answer is yes. If Adam and Eve had not yet given in to the devil's temptation of eating the fruit, original sin would not have crept into the world and death would not have been part of our reality. And yet, the punishment due to sin, and because each of us have sadly fallen into sin at times, friends, death is part of our lives now. But thankfully, death is not the end, for Jesus has conquered death, and by his blood we are redeemed. So Mary, holding her son Jesus, gives us courage to do the same when we hold our loved ones in our hands too. Mary knew that Jesus, though having died on the cross, would be alive again. And by his resurrection, we too can see through the lens of faith. We miss our loved ones. We'll miss their warm smile, their loving presence in our lives. But we know that we're going to see them again when the love of Jesus Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. I have given many families the statue of the Pietà, especially when they bury a child, in the hope that they can look at this experience of Mary holding Jesus and relate to that very experience. That Mary becomes our spiritual mother who guides us closer and closer to God through her intercession and who shows us that we can do the same and be strong when we are united with God and our faith that we will see them again in the Father's house. So let's pray for one another who've lost a loved one. As a listener, friend, you might still be dealing with the grief that you've experienced over the passing of a loved one. A spouse, a parent, a child, a brother or sister, aunt or uncle, a priest, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a best friend, somebody who we thought well of, a fellow parishioner. The list goes on. Lord, we miss them when we thank you for their impact on our lives. May we trust, friends, that we will see them again, and may we ask God to help us through the stages of grief where we find ourselves, whatever of the five stages we are at. There is no timeline to get over someone's death. We never really do. How can one ever get over the loss of a loved one? Grief is not meant to overwhelm us or consume us, but as they pass on into the Lord's hands, a little piece of us dies with them, doesn't it? A piece of our heart. And the only person who can bring healing to our lives is Christ alone. I think of that beautiful hymn, "In Christ Alone, Our Hope is Found. He is my light, my strength, my song." Indeed, these are not just words, but truths. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," says the Lord. "No one can come to the Father except through me. And I will raise them up on the last day." But until we see them, friends, we struggle in the grief, so it's important to pray for one another. It's important to visit the funeral home when somebody passes away. It's important to go to the funeral mass when someone passes away. It's important to follow up with them, continue to pray for them, offer masses for them. These are great ways in which we can be like Mary for others and hold the loved one that we miss so dear in our hands, and most importantly, present them into the Lord's hands. Let's be like Mary, friends. Let's make a conscious decision to be more proactive in helping others deal with their grief too, not just our own, but with others. This Lent, who is God asking us to follow up with? Somebody who's lost a loved one, who perhaps we haven't talked to since the funeral. Or if we've talked to them since the funeral, perhaps a period of time has passed. What about giving them a call, asking how they're doing? These are ways in which we live the 13th station. Lord, help us to be instruments of your peace. May we walk with those who mourn, so we live the Beatitudes. Lord, help us as we deal with our own grief too. Lord, we thank you for your resurrection. We thank you for the life that is to come. Help us when we are immersed in our sorrow and grief. Help us to have the heart of Mary. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Budsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.